I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On this edition of This Lady Loves Sports, we talked to a 14-year-old high school sophomore who decided that she wanted to meet the needs of young people in our community. That's why Monique Vobecki started the Little Sunshine Foundation. And she's here to talk to us about it today.
Let's go!
Welcome to This Lady Loves Sports Podcast with Pat Prescott. Sports. She knows it all and is here to talk about it. So get ready to hear sports talk in a way that you've never heard before. It's This Lady Loves Sports Podcast. And here's your host, Pat Prescott.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of This Lady Loves Sports. Today we have a very special young guest whose life has been affected by sports in a very, very positive way. She is Monique Vobecki, a 14-year-old high school sophomore. She's also the founder and president of Little Sunshine Foundation, which she's going to talk to us about today. Also, her love for education, the arts, and sports, and playing soccer, and all the wonderful things that she does. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Monique and I are old friends. Actually, I'm good friends with her parents, Pete and Bianca Vobecki. We've traveled the world together. They're music buddies of mine, and got a chance to meet the kids through them. And I'm very excited about Miss Monique and what she is doing. And so let's talk a little bit, first of all, about your experience with sports, because I know you are playing soccer now. How's that team looking?
It's looking really good. Our team this year is pretty stacked, if I do say so myself. We have some good players, and we're all working hard to make the team better.
So when did you start playing soccer, and how'd you get interested? Was it something like mom and dad made you do it, or was that kind of thing?
No, I really wanted to branch out and play sports, and I started when I was 4, so I've been playing for about 10 years.
And so what do you like most about playing?
I like the competitiveness and being aggressive and just keep working to be better.
How would you describe yourself as a player?
Aggressive, really progressive at the sport.
And do you have role models? Did you ever see any women playing soccer that maybe motivated you a little bit?
Yeah, no, when I was watching the Olympics when I was young and going to sporting events as a kid and seeing it on TV really motivated me to keep going and to be better like them and be able to be that good at one point.
And the LA Galaxy is your team, huh?
Yes.
And so now your parents actually have taken you to a lot of games, right?
Yes, we had season passes.
So seasons passes, excuse me. So what is that experience like, going to a soccer game with your family?
It's really nice. You get to go there and you see the game and get to see both sides of the arena, the opposing side and your own team's side, and all the cheers and the chants. And when the team scores a goal, there's confetti coming down and everyone yelling. It's really nice.
It is kind of cool. And then, you know, you create memories when you do this kind of thing that you'll have for your whole life, you know, of your family being together there. And I think it's kind of cool that they took you there. When did you start seeing yourself as somebody who could, like, be down there on the field playing soccer?
Probably during my early years, maybe like 5 years ago. Uh-huh. It's just really when you keep seeing these games, you keep like seeing the skills that you can try to work towards. And when you keep practicing and practicing, you can see yourself as one of those people.
Now, you play at your school and also with another team too. Tell us about the two teams that you play with.
Yes, I play on the high school team and I play for a club team, a travel team. And it's called Foothill Storm. That team, you play, it's basically all year round, and you get to play other teams, other club teams in your area. And the high school is kind of the same thing, but it's only a seasonal thing. And then you get to play other schools that are in your league.
So which team is better, your high school team or the other team?
Like my high school team.
Your high school team is good. And what has changed this year that makes this year so much more promising than last year looked for you?
there's better players coming in. Also, I really like our coaches this year. So our coaches are really motivating us to do better.
Monique is not only an athlete, she is also someone who has decided that she wants to be a philanthropist in her young life. She cares about other people and at the age of 14 has started her own nonprofit. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So now tell us a little bit about it, how this got started and what some of your goals and objectives are.
So my nonprofit is called the Little Sunshine Foundation, and we provide children in the community, the Los Angeles area, with sporting and literacy programs. And we also have an ambassador program where we have teens in the community act as leaders and show and give back to their community.
I think that's really good. Why the Little Sunshine Foundation? How'd you pick that name?
Well, I just think that every kid deserves a little sunshine, and the name just kind of popped up.
Now, you know, there are not a lot of 14-year-olds who start their own charity. What was it that touched your heart that made you decide that this was something important and made you think that this was something even that you could do?
When I was little, I've always seen kind of a need in the community throughout, like, school. And there was one event, I volunteered at a church, and we were making bowls for people that needed food during Thanksgiving time in our community. And I saw how many people came to the event in my own community and was really able to see that there's a lot of people that do need.
You've not only started this yourself, but you've also like rounded up a bunch of your friends to become involved with it too. Was that hard to do? I mean, did people kind of get it, what it was that you wanted to accomplish?
Yes, people really got it. I feel like they were really eager to be ambassadors, and they're happy to help and always keep doing their programs and events, and they're really into it.
And you know, this makes you really a leader. I mean, because you're leading all these other people into doing this. You're the one who came up with the idea, and somebody's always got to do that. How do you continue to be a good leader? What are some of the things you think that a good leader does?
A good leader should strive to always help out others and be strong and be confident, I think.
What do you see yourself possibly doing for a living? I know it's early. I know you're only 14, but I see you are a forward-thinking person. So I'm just kind of curious what you see yourself doing later in life.
Well, I want to be a doctor and anesthesiologist.
An anesthesiologist. Yeah. Well, I think that's good. I wouldn't mind having you for a doctor. I think the sky's the limit for you, Miss Monique. And as far as sports are concerned, how about that?
Yeah, I see myself continuing soccer and through college. I think I want to continue playing. I think that'll be fun to keep playing through college and keep building up my skills and meeting new teammates.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to big accomplishments from you, Monique. So proud of you and excited about all this. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.